Maybe we had too much chicken for dinner, for lunch. Amen. Anybody here tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, three. I'm going to ask everyone to stand to your feet real quick, just for a second. Just stand to your feet. Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask your blessing upon the people of God tonight, that you would strengthen and you would encourage and you would fortify us by your Spirit. Lord God, that you would work out circumstances and situations in our lives. Lord God, that you would move in a mighty way. Lord God, regardless of the trial or the tribulation or the affliction that's afflicting us, Father, we thank you for moving by your Spirit upon the authority of your word, Lord God, as you make a way out of no way, Lord God, as you create miracles and divine intervention in our lives. Father, we thank you tonight for moving by your Spirit, not just tonight, but all this week long, providing and bringing forth joy and peace, Lord God, that's everlasting. Father, I thank you tonight for these that have journeyed out to be in your service, Lord God, to give you honor and to give you praise and to glorify your name. For Father, the word of God says, for you inhabit the praises of the people. So Father, as we praise you tonight, whether it be in our hearts or from our mouths or in our spirits, Father, you inhabit it, Lord God, that you might bring forth that we have need of, for you are a creative God. And we thank you tonight, and we give you the honor and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody put your hands together and you may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be opening your Bibles to the book of Ephesians, the second chapter.
Oh, though I'm weak and I'm poor, is simply more than desire. You search much deeper within. Though the way things appear, I'm looking into my heart. Yeah. I'm coming back to my heart of worship. And it's all about you. And it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it. And it's all about you. And it's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. And it's all about you. It's all about you. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I made it. When it's all about you, Lord, and it's all about you, Jesus, I'm coming back to the heart of worship. When it's all about you, oh, it's all about you, I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I made it. And it's all about you. And it's all about you, Jesus. Yeah. It's all about you, Jesus. Yeah. It's all about you, Jesus. All about you, yeah. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you got your Bibles open, just 2 Corinthians, the 19th verse. Ephesians, yes. 2:19.
Ephesians 2:19.
Got it? Glory to God. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all other building fitly joined to frame together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Amen. I like that part. It says, now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. It's amazing. If you would wonder why it would say something like that, because you would assume that it's talking about your brothers and sisters, but it's not. If you've ever been to Israel, you know that when you walk down the street, they turn their backs on you. The Jews turn their backs because they don't want to look upon you because they consider you to be a dog. So as you walk down the streets, when they get close to you, they will cover their face or they will turn their backs to you. But what the word of God is saying they're no better than we are. That we are now fellow citizens with them. The same privileges that they have, we have. And even more. Because now we have authority with God. We have a dominion with God. We can call upon the name of the Lord and God will answer our prayer. We can call those things that are not as though they are, and God will change things. But the problem is he don't change them fast enough, ministers. He don't change them the way we think he ought to change them or as fast as they ought to be changed. And we have to play this waiting game. But nevertheless, we still have this authority and this dominion in God. And we can sit back and we can praise God. But see, what we fail to realize is the reason it takes so long is because we forget to give him praise. We forget to give God praise for those things that we've already asked him for. You know, you ask God for something, you begin to praise him for it. I don't know about you, but when you were growing up, if you wanted something from your parents, you told them how great they were. Didn't work all the time, but it was a good try. But you tell them how great they were. Keep feeding them and encouraging them. Before long, they say, here, get that out of my face. And you go about your business, and you say to yourself, it worked again. We are fellow citizens with God. When you give God praise for that which you have already prayed for, then you can expect it. But if you just, I think God's going to come around, just drop it in your lap, then your lap is always going to be full of air. We are fellow citizens with saints and of the household of God, and the household of God, or now with each other. But we have to remember that we are a part of each other. Oh, it's getting ready to get nasty in here. Y'all already quiet, so it's going to get even quieter. And I build upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. What that is trying to teach us is that the Old Testament is an example of things that we are to learn from. But that which you should be allowing yourself to manifest is written in the epistles. The apostles and the prophets. You deal with the prophets of old, but the prophets of the New Testament are those with the wisdom and the understanding of God, filled with the Spirit of God. So God is teaching us something in the epistles that he wants us to understand. There's structure and there's foundation that God wants us to understand. Sometimes, most of the time, you will find yourself by yourself. I don't care how many people you are surrounded by, how many people you know, how many people you talk to, you will still be by yourself for the simple fact that nobody's going through what you're going through. Nobody is experiencing what you're experiencing. Nobody feels like you feel. Nobody has the same emotions that you have. So you will basically feel like you are by yourself. But what the Word of God wants you to understand is that God is bringing you to a place where there will be those that have the intent and the knowledge and the understanding to feel what you feel. To understand what you're going through. To be able to help you deal with what you're dealing with without looking at you in a bad sense or like you're not worthy or like downing you for some reason or another or judging you because of what you're going through. But they'll look at you just like, hey, I go through that. I've dealt with that. I've had to do that before. Because we are the body of Christ. We are then the foundation of the apostles and the prophets was that we do what Jesus said, and that's love one another. That's foundational. Folks don't like foundation, though. We like, somebody please get your phone or your toy. Hallelujah. Foundation deals with things that have been laid. I don't know, up under this church we have tunnels. Up into each aisle there's a tunnel that goes from the back of this platform all the way to the back. And it's like crawl spacing. We used to have to crawl up under there to run wires. And there's spiders and there's, I ain't going to tell you all other stuff that's down there. Because we do have vents. But there's some stuff down there. And a lot of times there were lights down there, but it was still dark. But it was foundation. You didn't have to worry about it letting you fall. The Word of God will not let you fall. If you stand on its concepts, if you stand on the promise of the Word of God, God wants us to understand that he has given us a foundation that is built upon the apostles and the prophets, or that which they have preached, and that we shall preach Jesus only and Jesus crucified. Why? Because he is the life and the joy that we have need of. Any other thing, see, we have too much, we put too much confidence in the arm of flesh. Amen, oh me, but we do. We put too much confidence in folks that are going through the same things that we're going through, that are experiencing the same things that we're experiencing, and having emotional battles just like we have. When you should be putting your trust and your confidence in God is the only one you can really count on. And he is, and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. We were dealing with this a few weeks ago about the chief cornerstone, how it is set in the corner of the building and everything else matches is set off of that chief cornerstone. The thing about good foundation is a lot of times all the bricks aren't made of the same material. I don't know if you ever looked at the bricks in this building, but some bricks are light and some bricks are dark. They aren't made the same. Why? Because man doesn't have the ability to do everything the same way. It's quiet in this house. Amen. So Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Somebody say chief cornerstone. Because he is the head of all things. He is the head of our lives. He is the head, supposedly, the head of our emotions, the head of our feelings. The word of God in Hebrews says, we have not a high priest which was touched with our what? Our feelings of our. But in all points, don't be afraid. We got a high priest, meaning that he went through what we went through. He experienced what we experienced. He understands what we go through. He was touched, or things moved him. You're moved by circumstances. You're moved by situations. You're moved by through your emotions and through your feelings. You're moved by things that people say, and you're moved by things that people do. And God wants us to be have foundational teaching so that these things don't move us in a way that they separate us from him. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And I'm glad he's my chief cornerstone. Because I've been blew somebody away. You need a chief cornerstone. You need a head that can tell you to relax. Y'all don't hear me. Don't nobody in here get mad with me. I know nobody gets overly excited in here but me. Lord have mercy. But I thank God we have that chief cornerstone, the foundation. And we have the foundation that the apostles and the prophets laid for us through themselves. It wasn't so much what they said that brought forth this, but it was the way they lived. It was the conditions in which they lived under and that which they manifested. And it was the life of God. It was the life of Christ. You mean, I don't know how anybody here ever been hung or hung upside down or had the meat stripped off your back or thrown into a lion's cage or kicked till you didn't know that you had feeling in your body or stoned till you just couldn't hardly walk or carried 50 or 100 feet and tossed out of a city. But foundational teaching, when you study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, it strengthens you. It encourages you. We were just on the radio and we were talking about David when he come back from Ziklag after they had come back on this triumphant victory and they stood over the mountain and they looked down into the city and noticed that all the women and children were gone. And the city had been burned. And they said to themselves, we've been out fighting for you, God, and we come back and our homes have been destroyed. Our wives and children have been taken. Well, they decided they'd blame it on David. David, we went with you. You the captain. It's your fault. Left David in a position. What did he do? He fell to his face and he called upon his God. You will come to a place in your life where foundation teaching or the word of God in your life will bring you to a place where you will call upon him and him only. If you haven't already. But the thing about this is that we have to understand that Christ being the chief cornerstone, which holds us all together, we are so fitly framed together, we grow up into a holy temple in the Lord. The only way we can do that is through what? Love. I didn't say it loud enough, did I? Love. Why? Because in a building, no two bricks are the same. Whether it's wood or brick or steel, there are no two pieces that are the same. But they are so fitly manufactured and joined together that they make the strength of that building. We all have different callings and been chosen for different things, and we go through different situations and we fight different battles. But all in all, if we stand on the foundation of the word of God that God has placed in our lives, we can be fitly joined and framed together. We will learn to work together by the inspiration and through the inspiration of God, because we understand that we're not the same. I can't expect Brother Tim to know what I know. He can't expect me to be like he is. But we can expect us all to serve God. In all the building, all of the building, not some of it, but all of it, even those bad parts, there's some parts in this building you don't never want to see. I've crawled every inch of this building, in the ceiling, from one end to the other. I've even almost got stuck going down the side of that wall, trying to run cables down into that radio room. I've touched every inch, and I found out that it's all different, Brother Keys. None of us the same, but you find out that it holds itself together. It holds itself together. What will hold us together? We hold each other together. That's all right. She go take care of him. That's how I used to take care of mine. I used to take him right in that radio room. As soon as the music got loud, I laid it on him. By the time the music was done, I was done. They come out and sat in the audience, and they went, praise the Lord. Sherry them used to get on me because I used to take the kids in the radio room. Because you have to honor God. You teach a child when it's young, and when it's old, it will not depart from the truth. Wow. It sounds like little Dennis. He got religion when he was... He knew God. He could quote scriptures to you. But we are the building of God, and we're fitly, I like the word fitly, fitly framed together, meaning that we come to a place in God where we are harmonious. We are harmonious. Our worship is coming from different areas in our lives, but it sounds the same. How many hear me? You may not be able to teach or preach like one of us, but when you preach and teach it to somebody else that's going through something, it sounds the same. Because we all are part of the same building, the same body, the same chosen people that God called and God chosen, and we're demonstrating the power of God. Why? Because I know it may be hard what you're going through, but as long as you stand on the promise of God, you will make it. Abraham sojourned, and he was looking, and as he went on his business, there was only one thing that kept him looking for his promise, and that was the promise. God has placed something on the inside of you that gives you the ability to keep pressing and to keep fighting the good fight of faith. You would have given up years ago. People make you want to give up. But together we groweth unto a holy temple. Not a whole bunch of temples, but a holy temple. This is talking about all the churches. Not just us, but all of us. Churches all over the city. Apostolic, Methodist, I know all of them. That we might all grow up into the head, which is Christ. not judging because they call their names that, or you're Jesus only. You know, you got to come to a place where you can deal with anybody, you can minister to anybody, and you can be ministered to. That's what it is. That's what this meant. That's what this is all about, being fitly framed together so that we might grow or mature. The word groweth is translated in the Greek to mature into a holy temple. Now, see, there's something about that. There ain't nothing you can do that's going to make you holy. But when you begin to serve God in which the way the word of God has given you to serve him, he has already made you holy. It's just something about the things of God, the word of God, that makes you what God wants you to become. When we begin to mature in the things of God and we become that holy temple or a sanctuary. A sanctuary is some place that people go to rejoice, to worship, to get rest, to get encouraged. You're a living, breathing, walking sanctuary for God. Any place and every place you go, somebody is supposed to receive some kind of peace or encouragement from you. Because you're supposed to demonstrate the power and the life of God. Even them folks that agitate you and persecute you and afflict you, they got to get something from you too. Because see, you've been bought with a price and your life is no longer your own. You're a part of a new body, a new people. See, when the Bible says that we are a chosen generation, folks should look at the translation of what it means in the Greek. Don't get mad at me. The translation means this. The translation means that you are no longer white. You are no longer black. You are no longer Chinese or Mexican or whatever you may call yourself or whatever your nationality is. You just become a child of God. It means you have become a chosen, a different, a separated race of people other than everybody else. It separates you to a place where now you have to represent the kingdom of God. Whew. I felt that one come back. In whom ye are also builded together, or being built in together, for a habitation of God according to the Spirit. All of us as one. One people. One ministry. One kingdom. One gospel. But we have to decide just how far you're willing to go to have what God has for you. Everybody stand. Father, we just thank you tonight that we are becoming a habitation for you. A building that is fitly joined together. Even though we're different in our minds, we're different in our hearts, we're different in our spirits, there's something about the teaching and the foundation of the apostles and the prophets that when we obey the word of God according to, that it causes us to be fitly joined together nevertheless. And that we might mature into that holy temple. Not a bunch of temples, Father, but one temple that serves you in spirit and in truth based on the word of God. We praise and we glorify you. So Father, as we honor you tonight, we thank you for your power and for your glory. And most importantly, we thank you for your mercy and for your grace. Hallelujah. So Father, as we stand tonight, or either way, Lord God, as we give you honor, we thank you. And we magnify your name. Bring us to the place that you want us to be. And let us mold us the way you want to mold us. And shape us and reform us and transform us and renew us the way you want us to be done. That we might honor you and give you the praise and the glory, Father, for this life. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to come and we're going to pray. If you need prayer tonight, I want you to come stand across this front as we believe God to deliver, to heal, to set your mind free, your feet that dance in your, fix your heart, whatever it is that you need tonight. We want to believe God for it, for you. Amen. I'm going to ask the ministers to come. In the presence. The presence of Jehovah, He's God Almighty. He is the Prince of Peace. Our troubles shall vanish, hearts are mended, in the presence of the King. Come on and worship the Lord while you're down here. Whatever it is that you need from God tonight, as you ask and believe, as they lay hands and pray, you just trust God and watch God reveal and minister to you by His Spirit on the authority of His Word. Oh, God Almighty, He's the Prince of Peace. All troubles, they vanish. Oh, our hearts are mended. Oh, in the presence of the King. In the presence.